Chapter 13. Dad's onion tears rolled down his cheeks, and he laughed. Mom laughed, too. I stood there, still breathing hard, my legs trembling. I gritted my teeth and watched them laugh at me.
"Michael, we know you don't like your teacher," Mom said finally. "And yes, I'll admit she's a little different."
"But there's no point in making up crazy stories about her," Dad said. Mom tapped me on the head with her long wooden spoon.
"Good imagination," she said.
"Why don't you sit down at your computer and write up that story?" Dad added. "Maybe you're gonna be a science fiction writer."
"Ah!"
I let out an angry cry.
"It's not science fiction," I screamed. "It's real!"
I could feel myself start to lose it. I almost grabbed the spoon out of Mom's hand and tossed it out the window. Almost. I caught myself just in time. I balled my hands into tight fists at my sides and stomped out of the kitchen. When those disgusting monsters and Mrs. H and her commander ran the world, it wouldn't be so funny, would it? I stormed into my room and slammed the door behind me. I tossed my backpack onto the bed and started pacing furiously back and forth. Who would believe me? Would Daisy and Dwayne believe me? Maybe. But who cared? They couldn't help. I needed to find somebody who could stop Mrs. Hardesty. Mr. Wong? Maybe. The town police? Maybe. The National Guard unit my cousin Brad is in? Maybe. But they wouldn't believe me either. No one would believe me, unless I had proof. I banged my forehead against the wall. I had my cell phone with me in the attic. Why didn't I take pictures? Why? Now I knew what I had to do. I had to go back there and take good, clear pictures of those monsters. Then people would have to believe me. I shuddered. I had no choice. I was the only one in the world who knew about Mrs. Hardesty's plot. I was the only one who could stop her. I sat down at my computer. I IM'd Daisy and Dwayne. I asked them to come with me, back to Mrs. H's house. I told them it was a total emergency. They both said no. Dwayne wrote, "Sounds like a bad plan. No way I'm ever going on her block again." Daisy wrote a very short message.
"Allergic to giant eggs. Sorry."
Okay. Okay. I was on my own. I can do this, I told myself. They don't call me monster for nothing. Saturday morning, I checked out the camera in my cell phone. I snapped some shots of Mom and Dad at breakfast, just to make sure it was working. Then I tucked it carefully into my jeans pocket. Mom and Dad hurried off to play their Saturday morning golf game. I hurried off to save the world. Mrs. Hardesty's blue Civic wasn't in her driveway. Was she away? I circled the house a few times to make sure. No signs of life. Nothing moving. I crept up close to the front and peered into the living room window. I saw a newspaper folded up on the couch. A coffee mug on the table beside it. No Mrs. Hardesty. I crossed my fingers. Maybe she was out shopping for more meat or something. I could just slip down to the basement, take a bunch of photos, and leave. Maybe. I crept around to the back. I peeked into the kitchen window.
Oh!
I uttered a cry and dropped to the ground. A green monster was standing in the kitchen, staring right out at me.